Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf, and we started the third perek, Shavuos Shtayim, the second Shavuos Shtayim that we have. The first perek was Shavuos Shtayim, and then we started the Mishnah last time, Shavuos Shtayim, as we get into the main topics of the Masechta, and that is, of course, Shavuos. So the Mishnah had said that Shavuos Shtayim, Shehein Arba, and what are they? What are the four types of Shavuos? And we refer to the Rambam in the beginning of the Chashavuos, the two that are four, two in the future. I swear that I will eat. I swear that I won't eat. I swear that I ate. I swear that I didn't eat. The words in the Torah, the Mefarish ones of the Torah, are in the future, Lahara o Lehetiv, and the ones that are learned out, Midrasha, are the ones in the past. And then we had a Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about how much one has to eat, and we spoke about the question of the Achronim, what happens if that question is asked about the past. That was what we discussed at the end of the past year. So now that we start with the Gemara. Lameimra. So, is this to teach me the fact that it says, She'ochel, right, the first Shavuos in the Mishnah, Shavuos She'ochel v'shelo ochel, Shavuos that I will eat, that I won't eat. So She'ochel is mashma that I will eat. So Lameimra, De'She'ochel da'achilna mashma. She'ochel means I will eat. Our Mishnah sounds like V'raminu, but I'll ask you a stira, Shavuos lo ochel lecha, Shvua, I will not eat. That's not a problem. But the next phrase, Shvua she'ochelecha, a Shvua that I will eat. So does that mean that I will eat? Or it's a Shvua, what I eat so I can't eat. That's the issue. Lo Shvua she'lo ochelecha. It's not a Shvua what I don't eat. Mashma, it is a Shvua, aser to me, what I do eat. So in all those Lashonos, aser is aser. So the question is from the second Lashon. Because the second Lashon says Shvua she'ochelecha, which our Mishnah, she'ochelecha, means that Shvua that I will eat. And this is Shvua she'ochelecha, Shvua that I won't eat. So says the Gemara, aser. So does that mean it is a language that I will eat or that I won't eat? So Amar Abaya, la'olam da'achilna mashma, really, she'ochel is a language of that I will eat, like our Mishnah says. Hi, what's that Brisa talking about? Lo kasha, kan b'misarvin bo'lecho, kan b'she'evin misarvin bo'lecho. In the case of the Brisa, people are begging him, come eat, please, come eat with us. I want you to come over for the meal. And he doesn't want to. So if he's being pushed, so you see based on context. Masni san b'she'evin misarvin bo'lecho. The Mishnah is talking about a case where nobody's pushing him to eat. He just says, shvua she'ochelecha. So that means I swear that I'm going to eat. Brisa b'misarvin bo'lecho. But the Brisa is a case where they're trying to convince him and they're pushing him to eat. V'ka'amar lo achilna. And he says, lo achilna v'lo achilna. No, no, no. And that's the law shown, so we see based on context that it means I don't want to eat. Tachikam mishtave, that when he swears, achikam rashua shelo ochel. So the first answer is based on context. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim here about the third language, right? The third law shown in the Braisa was, lo shvua shelo ochelacha. It's not a shvua what I won't eat. So we say, michlal lav atashomea hein. So it is a shvua, it is aser to me what I will eat. So that's fine. That concept we have elsewhere. Michlal lav atashomea hein. The problem is, Tosfos and the Rishonim ask that the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim says that this Braisa is following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who rejects the principle of Michlal Lava Tashomei Hein. Says Tosfos in Dibur Maschalo, V'yavagav de Perah Beis Nedarim, Muki Reisha Dach Mishnah K'Rabbi Meir, V'Rameir Lesle Michlal Lava Tashomei Hein. Rameir doesn't hold of that. Gabi Nedarim, Kita Amrinan, B'Soper Kamba de Nedarim, Yesh Chilek Bein Shvu'al Nedarim. Oh. Says Tosfos, there's a distinction between a shvua and a neder. Even though by a neder, the Gemara says that he does not hold a mechal avatosh mehein. By a shvua, he does hold mechal avatosh mehein. Tosfos says, kamo she'afarish. That, as I will explain, so perek shvuas ha'edus. At the end of shvuas ha'edus, be'ezus Hashem. So if Tosfos refers to himself, what they're going to say, so we look later on. The Gemara at the end of shvuas ha'edus, lamed vav amed beis, the last Tosfos in the perek. Tosfos there explains, based quoting the Deya of Reb Yontif. Omer Reb Yontif, Tosfos says there, lamed vav amed beis. Dafka be'isr chomer hu de'isle de remeir mechal avatosh mehein. By isurim chamurim, Remeir says you don't fool around, and even if you said the positive, you imply the negative, and vice versa. So what's a chomer context? Shtuye yayin, purei rosh, dibemisa, v'cheinami, shvua shlo ochelacha. Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Perak Beis Nedar, Mashu the Islam Shum the Isar Chamuru, the Chashver Basu the Yom Bechayvei Krisos, Lo Sisa, and Isar Chamur. So when it comes to a Shvua, says Tosfos, Remeir agrees, Michla Lava Tashumei Hain, and that's why our Gemara says that, even though the Gemara Nedarim says that we don't say that. The Ran in Nedarim, Andaf Tezayin, has another distinction between a Shvua and a Neder. Again, when we learn Maseches Nedarim, the Rans in Nedarim are crucial. So the Ran there says, there's a chiluk between what the focus of a Shvua is and what the focus of the Neder is. The Neder, the focus is, as we'll talk about Hashem a little bit later, the object, which is more Dini Mamanis. A Shvua, the focus is Isser. If the focus is Dini Mamanis, we don't make a chiluk. The Chilas, Lili Remeir Mechal Avatashem Ehein Hanimi Libim Mamona, Inami Bi Isura De Isfe Mamona, Avo Bi Isura Greda, Islay, but he holds a mechavadash mehain by isurim. The nedarim isura to ispe mamona ninu. A nether is considered an isur that has mamonis element. Mishum de lo mishkachas mubalo chefza. Because it always has an object. To ha einon chalon al davar shein ba mamsh. Aval shvuos einon ela isure greida shehu chal begufo. It's chal on the person. As Hashem will see a little bit later more. V'kivan de isura greida ninu afilur bimeir mode. D'yamrina mechluhu mechal avatash mehain. If it's dini mamonis, then it's a chefza, then he wouldn't. Shvua, which is the focus is on the person. So again, two answers given for the chilek between a shvua and a neder, why Remeir would say, Mechalava Toshmehain by a shvua and not by a neder, Tosfos is chilek on Daf Lamed Vav, and the Ran's chilek in the Darim on Daf Tezayin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, that was all one answer. Again, back to the Gemara's issue of our Mishnah sounds like the word she'ochel means that I will eat, and the Braisa sounds like the word she'ochel means I won't eat. So the first answer Abaye gave was that it's based on context, to see what's going on in the person's life that he is reacting to. Number two, Ravashi Amar, now the fifth line, Masnisa Atzni Brushvua She'iochelacha. Right, learn in the Braisa that it doesn't say shvua she ochel, it's she I ochel. Add in a yud and separate the words. So I ochel means I won't eat. That's what it means. She I ochel lecha, says the Gemara, I hachim ala memra. Then that's pashat. I ochel means I won't eat. So obviously, what's the chiddush of the whole brisa then? All three lashonos are I won't. So my ala memra, what's the chiddush? So ma'u detema lishne de iskalele. You might have said that really what he meant to say is she ochel, which is I will eat. And really he just messed up by saying she'i ochel kamash malon. Why would I have thought that? So says the Ran in the Darim, again when this comes up, because the easier way and the straightforward, simpler way of saying I won't eat is she'lo ochel. What does that mean? She'i ochel. He probably meant she'ochel. He would have said she'lo ochel. That's a more simple and straightforward way of saying that he won't eat. So that's why I might have thought that he didn't mean what he said of she'i ochel kamash bolan. He said it, so that is what we assume that he meant. Ask Tosfos a simple question. Why don't we just ask him? Im tomer nishayle. Tosfos and Dibur maschil lishna. Nishayle mahaya badaito. Why don't we ask him, what do you mean by that? Right? We're saying havamina, maybe we should be choshes that he messed up. Ask him if he messed up. Ask him what he meant. Answers Tosfos, two answers. Yeh shlomar, he says, I want whatever my language meant. What did my language mean? Okay, that's the words I say. Bezdin, you tell me what I have to do. I just got myself into trouble. So you tell me what does the language mean? Inami or kagoncha shachach my hai bedaito. Or he forgot. So either way, it won't help by asking him. But what's clear, though, from Tosfos's yesod, and especially from Tosfos's question, and that is, if we would ask him, we would trust him. Right? That's clear. And the Sefer Beis Meir, the Beis Meir says, Shahaya Pasha L'Tosfos, Shenem L'Var, Afilu Nega L'Shono. If he said, E, it's clear from the Gemara, and Tosfos's question, we would believe him if he said, yeah, I didn't mean it. We'd believe him. Kivan sheyesh lo migo sheyachol lihishar al hashvua. He has a migo that he could just get rid of the shvua anyway. So he's believed to say, "Well, this is what I meant in the first place." Lachei neman lomar shlo nishba leesar. V'chei neman lomar sheasar al atzmo gam emein zemal shvuas l'shono. The opposite. Just like he could get out of it and say, "I promise to eat. I didn't mean she'i ochel," because after all, he has a migo. The opposite. He's believed to say, "I said it's usar," even though really, maybe he thought he said mutter. Why? That's shavya nafshe chaticha disura. A person can aser whatever they want on themselves. Adam nam alam lesser al atzmo, as we know, the Shas topic of Shavya Anafshe, and the Achronim, whether that's Midin Neder or Midna Ne'amanus, right, that is the Shavya Anafshe. Either way, it's clear from Tosfos that a person would have Ne'amanus to explain their own words, especially if there's a power of Migu or other powers of Ne'amanus on their side. Okay, so we continue now to Tanur Rabbanan, as we continue here in the third parak of Meseches Shavuos. Tanur Rabbanan, Mivta Shvua. We have a brisa that we'll have to explain what it means. Mivta. If somebody says the word Mivta, an expression, Mivta this cookie. So Shvua, that's a language of Shvua. We'll talk more about the details, but as Hashem in a minute. Isar Shvua, the language of Isar, is also a language of a Shvua. Isur Isar, what exactly is the Isar when you say the word Isar? Imata Omer Isar Shvua Chayef. V'imlav Pater. If you say Isar Shvua, then you're going to be Chayef, and if not, it's going to be Pater. You're not going to be Chayef. Says that's the end of the Brisa. So now the Gemara says, what does that last line mean? Imato Omer Isar Shvua V'amrit Isar Shvuhu. We said on the third and the fourth word of the Brisa was Isar Shvua, that it is. Saying the word Isar is a Shvuah. And then we say, well, if you said Isar, it works. And if not, we just said it works. So what exactly does this mean? So, Tupshatim, what exactly the Brisa is telling us. Machlokas Abaya and Rava. First Abaya. Amar Abaya, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Brisa means. Mivta Shvuah. If I say the word Mivta, Rashi explains, fourth skinny line. Ha'omer Mivta Kikar Zu Alai. If I say an expression, Mifta is a language of an oath, Mifta this kikar on me. That's as if you said, I swear I won't eat it. By saying the word Mifta kikar ze'olai, and that's what the Brisa says, Mifta is shvua. Isar, if I say the word Isar, Mitfas bishvua. It means I have now connected and attached to a shvua. It is a secondary word. Isar is not mamish a shvua, it's a secondary word connecting to a shvua. Isar, Isar, and if I do that, what's the halacha? Im ata omer mitfas b'shua, kamoti shua mipiv dami chayiv. And if I say, says Abaya, this is what the Brisa means, if you hold that if you connect to something that you've already asered through a shvua, that you hold that it's as if you made it the shvua itself, so then chayiv. Meaning, I made shvua on cookie A. Now I'm saying cookie B should just be like cookie A. So if I say that works, and it's as if I took a shvua on cookie B, then I'm going to be chayiv. V'imlav pater, but if I don't say that, if I say a shvua has to be mamish a shvua language. You can't just say this one connects to the other one. You can't be matvis by the shvua. So v'imlav pater, that's what the Brisa means according to Rava. Again, the language of Mifta is Iker Shvua. The language of Isar is a Hatfasa. It is an attachment. Hatfasa comes up at length in Maseches Nedarim, but that's attaching to the original source that is a Shvua. Even before we go on, important Rashi. We read it before, but we didn't focus on it. Rashi says, the case of Mifta Shvua, what would we have said? If we would have given a case of Mifta Shvua, we would have said, Mifta, I'm not going to eat this. What does Rashi quote? Mifta, this cookie is usur on me. Why did Rashi give a lashon of a neder and not a lashon of a shvua? A neder is focused on the item, as we know. A shvua is focused on the person, as we'll read the Gemara of Hashem soon. But so why did Rashi give the example of kikarzu alai, neder, says the Ran right here in the Chidushi HaRan. You see from here, the Rashi is telling us that she could take a shvua, something that the Ran deals with at length on the first off. In Nedarim, can you make a neder in a language of Shua? Can you make a Shua in the language of neder? The Ramban says no, and the Ran quotes from this Rashi, yes. The Temahu, asked the Chidushi Aran, Lama hiskir alai shezeh lasha nederhu, v'avi lele meymar mifta shelo ochel kikar zeh, v'nira d'rabusash me'inan, d'afilu amar b'lasha neder, havi shvua. If you make a shvua balasha neder, it works. V'lo havi ki Yisrael liv d'rav v'chulu. Mikom ha'cha mashma, d'sfir le l'rashi, d'shvua afilu amra balasha neder, havie shvua. D'imlo kein, heich yehe adif mivta mishvua mamish. Mivta can't be stronger than a regular shvua, so therefore, Ren in the Ran in the Dharma, that Beis Mabeis, quotes all the different days about this, but he thinks Rashi here is teaching me that it is okay. So, we continue. Says the Gemara, so Abaya gave the pshat of the Brisa that if you say Mivta, it means you've taken a Shvua. If you say Isar, it means you've connected to a Shvua. And if you say connection to Shvua's work, then this works as a Shvua. Umi mai de Mivta Shvua. How do I know that if I say the word mivta without saying the word shvua, it works as a shvua, right? Mivta is an unusual word. How do I know that mivta means a shvua dichsif? O nefesh kishi shava livate bisvasayim, because that's what it says in the context of the Olav Yoreid, as that's what we're talking about here in Vayikra Perakei. So it says the lashon of livate. So isernami. So why should there be a difference between mivta, which we say is original shvua, and isar, which is connected to a shvua? So what's the difference? Mivta is in the Torah. So isernami. Dichsiv, the pasuk says at the end of Bamidbar in Parshas Matos, kol neder v'chol shvuas. Isar. So you see, Isar is also a language of a Shvua. So Ella says the Gemara, Mimai to Isar mitvash b'Shvua. Who? Why do we say the Isar is only the secondary connected? Dichsiv, O Asra, Isar al Nafsha b'Shvua. So Miftanami. Haksiv, L'chol Asher Yevate Ha'adam b'Shvua. Both of them have the word Shvua connected to it. So you want to say Isar is connected to the Shvua because it says b'Shvua. So Yevate also has b'Shvua. Right, the language of Isar in Bamidbar, the language of Bitu of Yevate in Vayikra. So Elam Rabaya Abaya explains, no, Mivta Shvua Mehacha. Do you know Mivta is the Ikar Shvua in the following pasuk, where you have Mivta mentioned, then you don't have the word Shvua mentioned. So you see, it is a substitute, it's not an add-on. Vim hayoti hielish unidareha aleha o mifta svaseha asher osra al nafsha. So you see the language of mifta vilu shvua lo kamer. Shvua is not in that pasuk. But my asher atzmasa, how did she asher? But mifta must be just mifta. You don't see the word shvua in the pasuk, so it must be mifta is the ikr shvua, unlike isar, which is connected to the shvua in the other pasuk, and that's why it is only a secondary connection. That is all pshat number one in the Braisa. That's the Shita of Abaya. Says the Gemara, there's another pshat. Rava Amar. A second idea. Right? Abaya says that the Braisa is telling us that it depends what you say about being matvis on a shvua. Rava says no. Rava says, la'omar, la'olamei melacha, mitvas bishvua, lav kamoti shvua mipivdami. No, mitvas b'shvua, no, you have atfasa by nadarim. But a mitvas b'shvua is not as if you made the shvua itself. We will talk about it some later in this mesechta, the concepts of shomea ka'one, whenever you say something, or you try to be yotzei. What about saying amen? Kamotzi bracha mipivdami. We'll have to talk about that. It comes up later in the mesechta. So mitvas b'shvua, what about a shvua? What about something mashbia? I don't take a shvua, but somebody is mashbia me and I answer yes, or I just shake my head. Is that good enough? Is that as if I took a shvua? If somebody's mashbia me, that's where it's going to come up. So we'll talk about that. So Rava Amar La'olamei Malacha Mitvas B'Shvua Lav Kamotzi Shvua Mipivdami. A mitvas b'shvua, if you connect to a shvua, it's not as if you said it yourself. V'hachi ka'amar, and the braisa means as follows. V'hachi gar mivta shvua isernami shvua. No, they're both ikar shvuas. They're not hatfasas. They're not connected. So mifta, the language of mifta is a shvua. Isar is also a shvua. And then the braisa continues. Isurei de isar hitilu akasav bein neder l'shvua. And the word isar appears in the pasuk, which we'll see in a second, between the words neder and shvua. And therefore, the Torah says isar. What's an isar? We know what a neder is. We know what a shvua is. What's an isar? It depends how you use it. Hotziu b'lashon neder. Neder, b'lashon shvua, shvua. So if you use a lashon of shvua, then it's a shvua. A lashon of neder is a neder. So it depends how you formulated it. Heichal nitilu, where is that pasuk? V'beis yishar nadara o asra isar al nafsha b'shvua v'gomer. So you see the word isar is in between shvua and neder to teach me that it is all depends on how it is used. Period. Stop there for a moment. So Rava said that everybody agrees that if somebody is matvis b'shvua, it's lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami. It's not considered the same thing. And therefore, what? What if I did it? What if I did it? What's the halacha? So if you look in the Rosh and if you look in the Ramban giving pshat in the Rif, it's as if you didn't say anything, right? Hatfasa b'shvua doesn't work, and therefore it's mutter. You just said what you said was meaningless words. But if you look in the Rimigash here says Beferish, no, it's not Chayiv Karban, right? The Chayiv Karban is what is being referred to by Abaya and Rava. Is it Kemoti Shuam Mipiv and Yerchayiv Karban? Or is it not Kemoti Shuam Mipiv? But for sure, it's Aser. You're not allowed to take such a shvua. V'day kanami midika amar matus b'shvua lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami al mechiyuva hu deleka mishum de lav kamotzi shvua mipivdami aval isura mihaika. It is strong enough to create the isser, even if you're not going to be chayev the karban. Right, and that is the Rimigash, and that is also the Shita of the Rambam, as we mentioned a few days ago also, very commonly. The Rambam follows the Rimigash, that line from the Rimigash to Maimon to the Rambam, right, that is something that is in the, makes sense in the Mesorah, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Shavuos, Beis Tes, V'chenem Nishba, Shelo Ochel Basar Zeh, V'chazer V'amar, V'hari Apasa Zu K'basar Zeh, I'm not eating this meat. And then he says, I'm not eating this bread, it's just like this meat. Harezu pater ala pas. He's pater if he eats the pas, shahare lo hotzi shua mipiv. Alaha ela hitfisa. Right, if I end up eating the item, I'm not chayav a karbon in that case. It's not called violation of the shua lagabe karbon. Viavapishu pater mina malchus. O mina karbon. Aser lo lech alo sa pas. Shitfisa bishvu. It's still aser for me to eat it, even though I wasn't allowed to. Even though it's never going to lead me to a karban. And that's what the Kesem Mishnah here says, Mashbal Rabbeinu, Demitalo Amar Mutter, the Isra Miyaika, Kakas of Arash, Meshema Rimigash, Meshema Rivid, in the Kas of Sham. He quotes the Kas of Sham. If you look in the Kas of Sham is a separate sefer. He mentioned it once every couple of Masechtas. The Rivid has a number of correspondences with the Baal Amar, where he argues with the Baal Amar. He argues, obviously, on the bottom of the Rif. You have the Rivid and the Baal Amar, Hasagas HaRivid, and we have in the Kas of Sham, it's the Hasagas HaRivid on the Baal Amar, a separate sefer. And every paragraph starts off with Kas of Sham. It says there, the Rivid quotes the Baal Amar, and then argues on him. So right here on our daf, he says like the Rambam and like the Rimigash. He says the olam b'marfis b'shua lav kamotzi shua mipivdam mivlo mechayev karbon avo b'bal yachel miyaika toksiv nami ohi shava shvua dainu matfis b'shua avo linyun karbon kiti shava levatevis fasayim ksiv be'ikar shvua v'lo bat fasa. This karbon is a special din. It's about the actual expression and the shvua on that, but not that it is going to be mutter. So that's a machlokas rishonim, how to understand this line of lav kamotzi shvua mipiv. Nothing, or it's us, or you're just not chayiv a karban. And this also, again, this is a major topic that comes up in Shavuos and Nedarim, and even within these Pesachlis, we'll talk about it a couple of times each, because it's a basic idea, and that is Isar, well, it depends, the Gemara says, what language you use. Do you use the language of Shavua? Do you use the language of Neder? We know the Gemara tells us in Nedarim on that base, right? Could be the only time in Shas where such a chiluk is made. The Nedarim Gemara says, what's the difference between a shvua and a neder? Cheftza gavra. The shvua is focused on the gavra. I can't do something. And the neder is focused on the cheftza. This item is usher to me. That's the language of the Gemara on Bezer Chefza Alei, Charamim Demitzer Chefza Alei, Lafuki Shvua de Kaasar Nafshe Min Chefza. So that is the difference, the famous difference between a neder and a Shvua. Rishonim in general discuss Isurim. How are we supposed to look at Isurim in general? Are we supposed to look at Isurim as Isure Gavras or Isure Chefzas? The Ritva in a few places, in Kiddushin and elsewhere, seems to say that Isurim in general are Isure Gavra. Yisurei Gavra, that's what the Ritva seems to say. And the Rama might have other opinions. We discussed this, but just to mention two sources. The Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim, Siman Lamed Zayin, quotes, he says, how is it possible, some Rishonim say, that the Isurim or Yisurei Gavra, what about eating Shratzim and Dam? Right, that's an Isur Gavra? No, the Chefs is disgusting. Right, so how can you call that an Isur Gavra? He says, "Ulechar yipale and lomer on the veila v'shkatzim v'ramasim she'edim isur echefsa." Those are repulsive items. That's an Isur on the person. Obviously, the person can't do it, but the Isur seems to flow from the item. So v'hanira li binyan azeh says down in Azer, no. We have to look at it in a different way. This is a classic example. The Avnei Nezer weaves together halacha and hashkafa and lumdis. It's not separate. The Avnei Nezer brings it in into the tshuvas. He brings in the lumdis and the machshava. So here's a perfect example. V'nir li binyan hazeh, ki isure gavra, nomar al hamaisa, asher poge malas ha'adam. An isur gavra means, if you do this isur, your level is going to get lowered. Kemo shkatzim u remasim. Why is it called a sheretz? Because it's going to make your soul disgusting to Hashem. Anshe kodesh tiyunli ubaser basada treifa kilufi malas Yisrael ein nevelos ushkatzim ruuyim lahem. These items are below us, and therefore, if we partake of them, we are lowering ourselves, and that's the focus of gavra. Zeu isur gavra aval. But let's say the focus is not that. But let's say this or meila. This is Me'ilah, the focus is the Beis HaMikdash. The focus is not me. Aval anena mehektish. Ozar sha'achat truma. What, is that like I'm lowering myself? No, it's exactly the opposite. The item is above me. Zar sha'achat truma. That's why most Yisurim are, the item is below me. But sometimes you have other ones. By hektish, by truma, the item is above me. Hula hefech. She miskarev el davar shehula malami madraso. Keich yukrav zar el truma vehed yod el kachi shemayim. Ze iser chefza. Shepogim bechefsa. So we have to always look at, are am I pogim the item, or is the item pogim in me? Says the Avin Ezer, and that's how you determine whether it's an Isser Chefsa or an Isser Gavra. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asherim by Midbar also talks about this in a short piece, only 3 pages, in Siman Samach Gimel in Ba Midbar, actually even 2 pages, where he discusses this. There has to be a balance between the... He quotes this Avin Ezer, and that he says, "Achlani has daiti lo mistaver shekedorim eile shel iser gaver v'iser chefsa yisodem besibas isurim ela begidron." The Avin Ezer seems to be saying that the root of the iser, of the definition, is based on what's the cause. Is my body lowered, or is the chefsa lowered? So the Minchas Asher writes, he doesn't think that's the case in the siba, but it's in the hagdara itself. Dr. itself, the einis or chefsa ela b'masha rochev u'mislabe shal hachefetz. Tahainu, iser shah adam behevel piv oser. The ein dehektish hahektish vakonim b'gufadavar ela rochev alav. Right, the hektish, I've created an iser on it. Masha enke nevela chazir, these things are inherently abhorrent. The Torah says they're usher for what they are, not for what they do. And therefore, hektish and the other ones, I created that. That's why that might be an Isser Gavra. But these other items are Isser Hefsa because it's inherent. Fidok, and he says there's a lot more there, but there's just some of the discussions and the issues that come up as we talk about here, where the Gemara says, Isar, it depends which language you used. You used it for Neder or you used it for Shvua. Good. Continues the Gemara, V'azlu L'taymayu. And really, the Abaya and Rava are going L'shitaso. In this regard, where Rava says that if your matfis b'shvua, it's not kimotzi mipiv dami, and Abaya says it is. Abaya doesn't really say it is. Abaya says the Bryce is referring to, well, it depends, whatever you say. But either way, at least he has that possibility of that it is. So Vazla Tamayu, the following Lishitaso, to Itmar, the Bryce says, matfis b'shvua, Abaya Omar, kimotzi shvua mipiv dami, v'rav amar lav kimotzi shvua mipiv dami, fine, it's beferish. Meisvei, says the Bryce, I'll ask you a question on Rava. Ezu isar ha'amur b'Torah, what is the isar that is mentioned in the Torah that's usar with a lesser isar? Ha'omer, if somebody says, hare alai, shalo ochel basar. V'shalo eshta yayin, a person says, I hereby promise that I will not eat meat or drink wine, and he's matfis it. Pashtus, this Bryce is about hatfasa, it's about connecting to something that's already usar. Ki yom shemeis bo'aviv. I'm going to fast like the day he says his father died. Right, that's an allusion to fasting on the yard site. We'll get to that. Ki yom shemeis bo ploni, like the day that so-and-so died. Ki yom shenerag bo gedaya ben achikam, like the day that Gedaya died. Right, Gimel, let's assume now Gimel Tishrei. Ki yom shera Yerushalayim b'churbana, like the day that I saw Yerushalayim, and I was so upset. So if somebody uses any of these Lashonos, I hereby say I'm not eating meat, drinking wine, like all of these, Aser. That's Aser. Right, that is a shvua. And your pashtus sounds like you're a matvisit in something that is already asered. V'yamar Shmuel v'hushen nader ubame osu ayom. As long as the first item was already asered, he already made a neder that he's not eating on his father's yard site. He's already made a neder that he is not eating on the day that so-and-so died. If that happened first, so then this other language can be chal on that. Rashi says, last skinny line, the kasalka daita hashta. What are we thinking now? Dahainu matvas beneder. We think this is an example of a hatfasa by a neder. Viktani, right? What's the iser? Iser is a lashon neder. What is the iser that the Torah says that's within lo yachel dvaro, right? Which is the context in Parshas Matos. So you see, these are examples. So if your matvas beneder, and the Gemara assumes the same thing would apply neder and shvua. There wouldn't be any distinctions. Let's continue the whole point, and then we'll come back to all the different ideas here. Bishlama, says the Gemara. Bishlama la baya. Abaya, it makes sense. Me the matvis ben neder neder, matvis bishvua shvua. We were talking about shvua, but the same thing would apply. Just like this price is, matvis ben neder is called a neder, so matvis bishvua is called a shvua. Ela la rava kasha, but according to Rava, who says, matvis bishvua is lav kishvua dami. So how here could the Brisa say matvis ben neder is kineder? So one answer the Gemara could have given is maybe there's a chiluk between neder and shvua. The Gemara doesn't give that chiluk. The Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara said, no, we're misunderstanding this Brisa. This Brisa is not about hatfasa. This price is about an ikker language of neder. Isar is an ikker. Amalacha Rava. Taritz ve'ema hachi. No, this is what, this is the ikker neder. Eze isar neder hamur batorah. What an ikker isar. Ha'omer. All of these lashonos. Arei alai shalo ochal basav. Shalo eshto yayin. Kiyom shem eispo aviv. Kiyom shem erig bo ploni. V'yom ha'shvo v'ushan adru ba me'osu ayom. Right, that's the ikker lashon. That's not a case of atfasa. Rashi here says, what's a case of atfasa, which would be one step removed, where you don't mention the isser at all. Right, you just focus on atfasa. Right, Rashi says, fourth line, Tehechi dami mitvis, what's the case of one step removed? Kigon, shalo piresh hare alai shalo ochel basar, v'shalo eshtayayin. You don't even say that. Ela amar hare alai yom zeh, kiyom shemes ba'aviv, kiyom shera'a es Yerushalayim b'chorbana. This cookie is, to me, is like what I do on the yard site. And that's it. You don't even mention the action. That would be a case of atfasa, and that's what Rava would reject. But the case here is the Ikar Adin, and therefore even Rava would accept it. Okay, a couple of important points. First, we mentioned kiyom shemes ba'aviv. There is a minna quoted, both in Arachayim and in Yerideya, of fasting on a yard site, right? This comes from the Chumash Hadeshin, partially. The Chumash Hadeshin writes in a tshuva, in Simin, Reish, Tzadi, Gimel, She'ila. Rabim chalukim b'davar zeh. Yesh mis'anin v'omrim kadesh u'barchu b'yom ha'misa v'yesh b'yom ha'kvura. Ez miyam shaper dami. Right, which do you go by? Do you go by Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKfura? Told to the yard site. But he quotes, like, as a Devar Pashit, that this is a minhag. Yer read to be Yom HaMisa, Shaper Tvei. Says, go by Yom HaMisa. I might just add, the poskim say, go by Yom HaMisa. In general, the first year, one might go by Yom HaKfura. Because if there's a few days separating it. But v'chein hore echad me'agdolim, v'talmidim, shayu gam me'agdolim harukach, v'kam agdolim gamkein, shahoru b'yom ha'kfura. There were others that say you go by yom ha'kfura. How do you know? So he quotes the Gemara in Sota, the end of the first parak. Sota Yud Gimel. Remember Yaakov Avinu? He is about to be buried, and Esau's causing trouble, and he sent Naphtali back to Mitzrayim to go get the star, and Chushim, who is deaf, he sees what's going on, or he doesn't, he just realizes, and he sees the big picture, he takes out a sword, and chops off Esau's head rolls into the Ma'ara, and that's what the Gemara says, it's a kiyum of what Rivka said, Lama Eshkal Gam Shneichem B'Yom Echad. They didn't die the same day. Right? The answer is, but they will nikpah the same day. So that's an illusion. La eshka, the shachul, to be barren, to be, have a child taken away, so that you go by Yom HaKfura, because they were buried on the same day. Amod Yom HaKfura, chashev Yom HaShichu v'ha'aninus, v'tsaras ha'lev ha'av v'ha'im al-ben v'chinifka, but, says the Chumash Hadeshin, even though that points in that direction, I don't think it's true. I think, adaraba, mashba Yom HaMisa Iker, right? Because of our Gemara. Kiyom shemeis ba'aviv. Kiyom she'arag bos. You see, it goes by the day of death. V'chein ani ragel lahoros b'yom hamisa. That's what I paskin, generally, yom hamisa. That is, the Ramah quotes in Yoredeya shin ayin vav. The Ramah quotes, mitzvah lehisanos b'yom shemeis av o'em. Quotes right from the Rivash. It's a mitzvah to be misane on those days. Says the Gra, kein mashma lachora. Reish paragimol deshvuas kiyom shemes avarisi. That's what he says. The Gra quotes our Gemara is the source for this minhag. Avarisi lemafarshim shapirshu oso. Says the Gra that interprets it otherwise. Oso hayom dafka. Okay, ayin la leil. Fine. So that's the minhag quoted, but again, that's one point on this. On this Gemara. The other point is, Kiyom Shenerek Bogadayim Ben Achikam. There is a controversy exactly when he died. Some say, the Rambam says, in Ilchas Tainis, he died on the third day of Tishrei. And that's what it sounds like. But if you look in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, in the Siman about the Tzom Gedalia, and if you look in other sources, it sounds like he died on Rosh Hashanah itself. And they just pushed off the fast, because you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, according to what we paskin. So it's a little flexibility in terms of the fast. This relates to the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush. Minchas Chinuch has a Chiddush Gadol in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph, in Parshas Emor, where the Minchas Chinuch says, he quotes this, and he says, isn't it interesting that you could just push it off a day? It's not the yard site. Or, I'll ask you another question. Rabbi Yochanan, in Maseches Tainis, if it was up to me, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. I wouldn't have made it on the 9th of Av. So what do you mean? There's a Mesorah. How could you? And what about Shavuos Batamuz? Right, Shavuos Batamuz was only the day in one of the Batei Mikdash. The other time it was in the ninth, or some a different day in Tammuz. Says the Menchas Chinuch, the Yisod, the Din Rabbanan, the Mesorah that we have based on the Pasuk in Treyasar of Tzoma Asiri, Vitzoma Ravi, all of the Tzomos, that's a Din. The Mesorah is a Din in the months. It's not a din in the specific days of the month. And therefore, as long as one, again, now it's and we can't change it, but as long as Chazal were koveya some day in each of these months, that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum. Be'esh shahaya achiyav lisanos midere kabbalah, v'hulo esana ba'osu ayom b'shogig, o'esha yechola ba'osu ayom, mivuar, v'chula, I'm sorry, reading the wrong part, nirali, barur, di'im lo esana ba'osu ayom chiyav gomor, alav lisanos yom acher b'chodesh hazeh, k'dim latzis mitzvahs divere kabbalah, ve'eza yom shemisana yasi de divere kabbalah, al kol panim. Right, it's not a specific day. Arba tzomos halalu, midivrei kabbalah, based on the pasuk in Zechariah. Ein nikva lohem yom miyuchad, asar b'teves, o tishabav, v'chadome. Rak midivrei kabbalah hu akelu achadashim. Teves tamus av tishrei. Mechuyavim lithanos b'hem yom echad. Avalonis yachid yom miyuchad. Rak eze yom shirotze, yuchal lithanos rak pe'ilu achadashim. And that's the pasuk in Zechariah, and he quotes all of these rayas in this piece in Shin Aleph. So again, that's related to this discussion. Okay, whether he died on the second, he died on the third, right? It doesn't really matter for us because as long as we get the month, that is okay. Good. We continue now. Says the Gemara now. My Taima. After we quoted this brayso, we worked it out for Shmuel. So my Taima, we worked it out for Rava. Using Shmuel's pshat, my time, Omar Kra ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem asher yador b'davar hanodor. Right, what's the pasuk when you make the double lash of yidor neder until you're no der b'davar hanodor? Right, we spoke about that at length in Maseches Nedarim. Meaning, if I'm matvis, if I connect it to a davar, something else, I'm saying this should be us or like. A should be also like B. B has to be in the same world. It has to be also a davar hanadur, something that was made usser. But if it's inherently usser, this should be usser like that piece of pig. That's not going to work. That's called no deba davar matfis b'davar ha'usser, not b'davar hanadur. But all of these are davar hanadur, right? He accepted to fast on his father's yard site or on Plony's yard site. Right, so kiyom shebiyom shemespo avivs. Now we're just talking about the brisa. Now that we've quoted it, kiyom shemespo aviv pshita. It's obvious that's a davar hanader. Kiyom shenerek bogadayim and achika mitzrichlei. Now the chiddush is the tzom gedaya line. Why salkadai dechamina kivan dechilo nader nami asur. Even if he didn't make this nader, this is a taina sibur. So ki nader nami lo avi ale iser. Maybe this shouldn't be called a davar hanader. Because Chazal already made an usher. V'hai lav mitzvahs b'nederhu. Kamash malan, it still is called a davar hanador. So why exactly is that? That's a good question. Is this shaklavataria about how to understand dinim d'rabbanan? Right, Rashi has such a girsa, and which he rejects. Right, Rashi has the girsa. V'lo garsinan, kiva demi d'rabbanan hu da'asar, ki neder chalalei iser b'lo yachel, lo garsinan la. He goes through, gets into. But again, this Shaka Vatari could be about the nature of Tzom Gedalia and the Isurei Daraisa. Rav Nevedzal, in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, discusses Tzom Gedalia. Right, it's all very unusual. Sometimes we're very surprised. We're thinking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, and all of a sudden, in the middle of this whole process, we think about the Churban. We think about the Gedalia ben Achikam. There has to be some connection, some type of Tshuva element, besides the regular Tshuva element, to Gedalia ben Achikam. So, Rav Nevedzal says maybe we can look at the Gemara in Meseches Nida. The Gemara in Nida tells us that Gedaliah ben Achikam, though of course he was killed by a fellow Jew, as we know the story, both in Sefer Malachim and in Sefer Yirmiyahu, but the Gemara faults him a little bit for his own death. Obviously not fully, but faults him. Why? Because he was told that the fellow Jew Yishmael wanted to kill him. And what did Gedaliah do? He said, nah, I'm down like Avschus. No, he's not going to try to kill me, and he didn't take precautions. And the Gemara says, even if we're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, we have to be choshed. We have to at least protect ourselves and suspect a little bit, right? And says the Rav Nevedzal, maybe that gets to the root of the tshuva of Som Gedaliah, which happens to always fall out during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. He quotes the Mesillas Yesharim, who gives Gedaliah as one of the two examples in Mishkal HaChasidus. Sometimes we think we're doing a great mitzvah, right? He thought he was doing a mitzvah, Dalan Kavschus, B'tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha. And the answer is he wasn't. And the other example he gives, the Mesillas Yesharim, is Zechariah ben Avkulis. Where Zechariah ben Avkulis, remember in the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story, where all the Rabbanan say, oh, we have to give the animal anyway. And he says, no, people are going to say you can be Makriv Bali Mumim al Gabi HaMizbeach. And then he says, oh, maybe we should kill Bar Kamsa. No, people are going to say somebody brings a Bal Mumis Chayim Misa. And ultimately, this led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it's very mysterious whether Zechariah ben Avkulis, why they listened to him, why wasn't he outvoted, and whether he did the right thing or not. Either way, the Mesillas Yesharim assumes it was not the right thing. Because it was another example of, we think something's a mitzvah, but really, it was exactly the opposite. And maybe that's the message of the Som Gedaliah. Fast and Dafka, that's one of the things we have to focus on in the time of Elul, because of our confusion sometimes in our spiritual world. Period. The Af Rav Yochanan Savar Lalahad Rava. Rav Yochanan also holds of Rava. Going back, what's Rava? As Rashi says here, the Isser Shahot Co Balashon Shvua Shvua. Isar is actual Shvua. It's not a Hatfasa of a Shvua. Why? The Chiyasa Ravin Am Rav Yochanan Mivta Laochalacha Isar Laochalacha Shvua. He parallels the word Mivta and the word Isar. He puts them together, unlike Abaya, who has Mivta as the Iker Shvua and Isar as the secondary Lashon. The Rishash here discusses that Abaya could also fit in. Abaya didn't say one way or the other, right? He said both work. Either way, that is the potential Raya of the Gemara. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Chutzla Aretz, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he quoted in the name of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ochel v'lo Ochel. Getting back to the definitions, Sheker. If a person says, I will eat, I won't eat, and he doesn't end up doing it, that's a sheker. That's shua sheker. The azhar temehacha, and the azhara, which pasuk is he violating? Vol tishavu vishmila shaker. Don't swear my name falsely. Achalti velo achalti shav. But if he says about what he did in the past, I ate and I didn't eat, so that's a shua shav. The azhar temehacha lo tisa shem hashem lakech la shav. And that's the iser. In the Aseres Hadibros, the Ritva's notes, it's shav, even though what else is shav? The examples that we gave in the Rambam. If I swear a rock is a table, if I swear a table is a rock, if I swear a table is a table. All of those are useless shvuas. Either they're obviously right, or they're obviously wrong. So either way, that's a shav. So the Ritva says, the chiddush here is that even though it's not Megula Lakol, nobody else knows what I ate yesterday, it's not Megula Lakol, but still, it is enough to be called a shvuas shav. Good. Konamos over below Yachal Dvaro. What's the importance of the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, all these psukim? So there is a much discussed Rashi. This is known as Rashi and Shvuas Tavchaf right here. It's quoted all the time in this sugya. And that is, Rashi seems to say here that, and there are other Gemaras like this too, but Rashi says it beferish, when you give Hasra'a for an Isser, you have to mention the Pasuk and you have to mention the right Pasuk. Says Rashi, twice. V'hamasre bo tzarech lahasros bo. Shehu over bi'azharas lo tzishavu v'shmi l'sheker. What difference does it make if you're violating it? Just say it's Isser. Rashi's got to mention the Pasuk. V'hamikra azet tzarech lahasros bo. You have to warn based on this Pasuk. Right? And who made this Rashi famous? The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis. It was famous, I'm sure, before the Minchas Chinuch. That wasn't so long ago. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, the Isser of Mulecha Shabbos, that's where he quotes this Rashi. And he relates it to the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara there says, Mishamer, if I strain something, Mishamai Masrinon Bey, that's the Lashon. Rabba Amar Misham Borer, Abzeir Amar Misham Merakade. So again, the Rishonim there say, what do you mean, Mishamai Masrinon Bey? So one line in Tosfos there says, well, maybe it just means that if you give the wrong Hasra, you quote the wrong av malacha, then people will think that you're joking. But it's not that you have to quote the exact malacha that you're doing. But that's already interesting because all the malacha Shabbos is based on the same pasuk. Osatzak malacha. He does say, Venira Pasha, the Minchas Chinuch says, that for the Isra of Havara, so Havara we know has a separate Isra in the Torah. So he assumes you can use either or, because it's also Mishum Osavaru, and it's also Mishum it just says lo savaru, either the lachalik yatzas or the lav yatzas, one of the limudim. But either way, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this Rashi at length there in Mitzvah Lamed Beis and has many other nafkaminas related to it. Okay, either way, that's Rabbi Yochanan that Rav Dimi quoted. Meisve, is that really true that shav is always the past, sheker is the future? But the bright, there's another brisa that says shav a sheker echad heim. Shav and sheker are one. So what does that mean? So my love, doesn't that mean me the shav l'sha'avar of sheker nami l'sha'avar? Doesn't that mean they're both in the past? And that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? That sheker would be in the past? Alma achalti v'lo achalti shekeru. So Mar says, no, that's not what the brisa means. Me the arya, ha'kadisa. No. Sheker's in the future, shav's in the past. We could keep that. Well, my davar echad hein. So what does the brisa mean? That they're one? Because the Gemara has the following, a couple of suggestions. First one. De bedibur echad nemru. Maybe it means that the Isser of Shavu Shav and Shavu Sheker were said together by a Kaddish Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. When Hashem says, Lo Sis Hashem Lekach LaShav, He also said LaSheker, right? Something that a person, a human being, can't say two things at once. Hashem can. Titania, as the Brisa says famously, Sochar V'Shomor B'Dibur Echa Namru. Masha'ein Yachol Apel Adaber U'Masha'ein Ha'ozen Yachol L'Shmoa. We can't say or hear two things at once. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu can. So maybe that's what it means here. Shav and Sheker. If you look in the Rabbi Hananel, he quotes the whole Yerushalmi that quotes all the examples of Zachar v'Shamar. Lo sil b'shatnis, gedilon ta'aselecha. Ervas eches achicha lo segale, yevama yavo aleha. Lo tisav nachala, v'chobasi reshes nachala. All of these, all of the asei dechalos aseis, were all b'dibur echad ne'emru. So the Gemara says, so Bishlama, no, that doesn't work. Why? Bishlama hasam b'dibur echad ne'emru. I understand why Zachar v'Shamar and the others would have been said b'dibur echad, because there's a halacha that you learn from there. Kidder avada barava. Dam ravada barava. Nashim chayavos. B'kiddush hayom. Dvar Torah. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Mida oraisa. And as we expand, the Rishonim expand this in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, even though they are time-bound mitzvahs. Why? To Amar Kra, Zachar v'Shomer, Kol Sheyeshna b'Shmira, Yeshna b'Zechira. Because we compare the Aseis and the Los Aseis of Shabbos, and whoever is chayav in the Los Aseis, as women are obligated in all the Los Aseis of Shabbos, even if they're time-bound. V'hani Nashi, Hol v'Isnu b'Shmira, Isnu Nami b'Zechira. Just like the women are chayav in the Los Aseis, they're also chayav in the Aseis. So that's why Zachar v'Shamar are b'dibur echad. Elahachal ma'hilchasa mi'bailei. Right? What do you need Zachar v'Shamar for? So that's why you can't say b'dibur echad means you can't say that the lashon of the brisa of davar echad hey means b'dibur echad. So you're gonna have to come up with another. Again, the nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom is a huge topic. Maybe just to mention one detail, and that is women are obligated in lechem mishnah. That's what all the poskim say. Why is that? Rabbeinu Tam says, "Afin hoy bo so anes." Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Ran in Masechta Shabbos, Mem Dal Ramal from the Dafei Arif. They're chayiv because afin hoy bo so anes. Asks the Ran, why do you have to come up with that reason for it? Just say this din nashim chayavos because zachar v'shomer. That's not only kiddush, but that's in all the mitzvahs ayom. So he argues on Rabbeinu Tam in reason, but not in psak. There's an amazing tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kloker and Ha'el Flecha Shlomo in Simen Kuf Yudalet, which Rav Adi Yosef says, I can't believe it. He's defending the fact why some women aren't so makbid about Lecha Mishnah. So he says, why? Because after all, there's problems with each of the shitas. There's a problem with Rabbeinu Tam, Afin Hayu shouldn't apply, and there's a problem with Iran, maybe it's only Kiddush, so because there's a problem with each of the shitos, so that is why that's where the Minna comes from, that women might not be so makbid about Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah. Ezra Vivadia in Yechav Adaz, Dalet Chafei. I don't understand. All Rishonim agree what the halacha is. The only question is the reason. So you're going to come up and tell me the poke holes in all the reasons and say they're not chayiv? Nobody says that. That's a chiddush gadol to suggest that, but then that's one discussion of women relating to Nashim Chayavas B'Kiddush HaYom. But we know women are obligated in all sorts of Shabbos, Kiddush and Shalashuddis and Lechem Mishnah. The only Machlokas Rishonim is Havdalah, because that's related to Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. That's why L'Chadchila is better for a woman to hear Kiddush from a man. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ella, try number two. What does Davar Echad mean? Kishem Shaloka Al Shav Kachloka Nam El Sheker. Just like you get Malkus on the Shavua Shav, in the past, so too on Sheker. Says the Gemara, Klapi Lion, just the opposite. What do you mean? Sheker's the one where you do an action, where you do a Maisa. That's the source. The Gemara says, okay, flip it. Ella Ema Kishem Shaloka Al Sheker Kachloka Nam El Shav. Just like you get Malkus for one, you get Malkus for the other. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Hi lava, hi lava. What's the chiddush of that? They're both lavim relating to swearing falsely. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, "Ma'od the tema kita amar leira pabala baya lo yinake klal." Maybe you might say what it says on the next daf that lo yinake in the aseret hadibros is that you should it shouldn't even be enough. You shouldn't get any kapara at all. And therefore, you wouldn't give Malkus Kamash Malan Kiddushani Le Kamash Malan, as we'll see the answer given to that question. But either way, there's a lot here. One more just point, just to mention Tosfos. Tosfos is here, so we can mention it. Tosfos, this Tosfos appears here, and in Nazir, and in Arvei Psachim. Sounds like from here, it says women are obligated in Kiddush Hayom, Dvar Torah. That's the Lashon of our Gemara, so Tosfos says. It sounds like Kiddush is Daraisa. And that's what it sounds like from Brachas Daf Chav too. The problem is in Nazir, Daf Dalid, it doesn't give that impression. So Tosfos has two opinions here. There's really three opinions that we've shown them all together. What part of Kiddush is Daraisa? Right, so some say the Mefarish in Nazir says even drinking the wine is Daraisa. That is not what the Tosfos says. Here Tosfos has two other deis. Tosfos at the end of Tosfos has two deis. Either number one, saying the words is Daraisa, but holding the cup is only Darabanan, or even holding the cup is Daraisa and just drinking the wine is Darabanan. But either way, three different shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is Daraisa? Right? Is it even drinking the wine, or just holding it, is daraisa, or just saying the words is daraisa, not even holding it. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says. But again, another major topic that's discussed, and Be'ez Hashem, we will have to continue. Again, the next couple of one or two days will be put up from the last cycle before we get back to a regular schedule after Chanukah. Okay, we'll stop here.